I saw the name of this book and I laughed out loud because I think as a parent, it's literally like our goal in life if you have children. The name of the book is How to Raise Kids Who Aren't A-Holes, Science-Based Strategies for Better Parenting from Tots to Teens. And Melinda Wendermoyer is the author. She's also a science journalist. Melinda, how do I raise my kids not to be complete jerks?
Yeah, the cliff notes, please. Yeah. All right, because sometimes you feel like some days they're closer than others.
Yes, absolutely. They all have their good and bad days, and sometimes more bad than good. So, you know, I would say one of the key take-homes from my book is to talk to your kids about things that you think that they don't need to learn about. Like the kinds of conversations that we tend to avoid as parents, like talking about race and sex and gender and even like bullying, where we think we don't have to talk to our kids because they're never going to do it. Conversations that we think like, oh, I want to protect my kids from this. They're not old enough to hear it. What I learned talking to lots of researchers is it's actually much more constructive to try to talk to kids about these big issues and have conversations about kind of like everything, because kids, they're absorbing so much from the culture. They are hearing their friends talk about things, and they're overhearing, you know, other grown-ups talking about things, and they're hearing things through the media. And if we aren't also putting our voices in there and sharing our worldview and our values, then they're just getting all this information from, you know, other people who might not be that trustworthy. So it's actually really, really helpful to just have a lot of conversations.
Melinda, do you wait for the questions or do you bring it up yourself and set like times or anything? Because I feel like when you start a conversation with a kid, there's going to be follow-up questions. Now, some are going to be immediate. Some are going to be a week or two later in the grocery store when there's a ton of people around.
Yep, absolutely. I try to look for opportunities kind of that arise, you know, in daily life. Like there was a time we were watching the Olympics this summer and we were watching the women's kayakers, and the announcer said something like he referred to them as girls instead of women. And, you know, I said, well, gosh, and I said to my kids, I wonder if when the male kayakers are competing, you know, do they refer to them as boys? And right. We had a conversation about that. So I think you can kind of, you know, pay attention to what's happening. And, you know, if you're driving by and you see something interesting, you know, that's relevant to bring up an issue, then, you know, bring it up in the moment and have that conversation. And then, yes, they will probably ask follow-up questions when you're somewhere in public and right. You're mortified. But that's just the way it goes.
Look, Mommy, he's dressed like a boy kayaker. Look, he's pointing at some random stranger in the grocery store. Look at how short his shorts are.
Yeah.
One more thing that I think parents do in a very well-meaning fashion is we try to kind of protect our kids from bad feelings and rescue them and say, you know, don't feel bad or don't get so upset or this isn't a big deal. What I learned from the research is it's actually much better to really acknowledge and validate those negative feelings with our kids and say, oh my gosh, you seem so frustrated, and to let them have those feelings and talk to them about feelings instead of kind of like trying to avoid them. And that really helps kids with the development of a really important skill called theory of mind, which helps kids take another person's perspective and helps them basically become more generous and empathetic and compassionate.
So you mean when my daughter got tears in her eyes the other day because something bad happened and I told her to suck it up until we get in the car?
Oh my
that
gosh.
Wasn't the good thing to do.
I mean, I've been telling you that for years. I'm not a doctor or an author.
I said it nicer than that. I said, don't let them see you cry. You got to wait till you get in the car.
You know, we all do that, but whenever we do have that time, a little bit of time to sort of let them have the feelings and let them sit with it and talk about it, then we should.
How to Raise Kids Who Aren't A-Holes, Science-Based Strategies for Better Parenting from Tots to Teen. Melinda Wendermoyer, thank you so much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Anna and Raven.